Many of us, I think, have experienced quite a few Lents in our sojourn here on earth. I know I have. But yet, I never really feel like I made a really good Lent. I start out nice, strong, good resolutions, but before long, it seems like I start slipping and doing kind of cheating, as it were, on some of these resolutions. Maybe you've had the same experience. I realize how much I need courage and perseverance if I'm going to get through these 6 weeks of Lent with the resolutions I've made. So this year, I prayed for courage and I prayed for perseverance, that those good resolutions might be kept all the way till Easter this year. What is Lent anyway? What is Lent all about? We all know that Lent prepares us for Easter, the church's greatest feast. And we also know that Lent is about conversion, and conversion that changes us not just for these 40 days of Lent, but conversion for our whole lives. And so the question is, what needs to change in my relationship with Almighty God and my neighbor? And then the answer to that question, if we're sincere and honest, we need to find out from the Holy Spirit. We need the grace of the Holy Spirit so that we can see very clearly what it is that needs to change in our lives if we're going to make a good Lent. Maybe we're already pretty sure we know the answer. Maybe it has become very clear to us, the conversion that we need to experience. If you are like most people, you probably need to follow the Lord's example from the gospel passage that we heard today and do some serious fasting. He fasted for 40 days without eating anything. But fasting's not just about losing weight. More importantly, it's about putting our priorities in proper order. Jesus says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Fasting, correctly, is hungering for God. Fasting is doing penance for our sins. And fasting is so that we can be strengthened to resist temptations. It helps, I think, when we fast, to fast for a particular purpose, maybe a particular person, someone who has fallen away from the faith, for example, or someone who's in the process of becoming Catholic, or somebody who's sick, or maybe to fast to end abortion, or to fast for world peace, but have in your mind a particular intention. I find it helps me. I imagine another area in our lives that needs conversion is the way we get attached to material things. And again, we have to look at the example of Christ to know how to resist that temptation, the temptation he himself experienced in the desert. Because one of the devil's temptations to Jesus was to seek power, glory, and possession of many beautiful things. I think most of us, maybe, would find it hard to say no to such things in our lives. We seem to want to be somebody who has a lot of nice things. We want to be somebody that's important, somebody that influences. We want to have a comfortable life. We want to have nice material things. To want to live simply, humbly, detached from material things, that's what the Lord wants from us. He wants us to seek that, the kingdom of God, with all our hearts. Didn't he tell us on more than one occasion that it's very difficult for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God? People that are rich and attached to all their possessions. So how do we seek to be converted in that whole area? That's the question that we probably need to explore. If we wish to follow the Lamb of God, who lived dependent on God and sometimes didn't even have a place to lay his head. Think about that. That's your Lord. That's who you follow. You know, the devil, he's very intelligent. He knows exactly where we are weak. He knows that we are tempted to live on the level of sensuality and that it's hard to be completely chaste and pure as we make our journey of faith in this life. And the devil's very bold, as we see in the temptations today in the gospel. He's so bold that he even tells Jesus, who is God, to worship him. Can you imagine? So we shouldn't be surprised if he tempts us to serve him and to forsake God. We're just human creatures. If he can tempt the Son of God himself, he certainly is going to tempt us as well. And the picture he can paint can be very enticing. We know that as human beings, we seek pleasures and comforts, and he also knows. He knows that. And he knows that penance and fasting and constant prayer go against the grain for most human beings. And so we need to be aware that starting out, today's the first Sunday of Lent, starting out on this Lenten journey, it's not going to be a cakewalk. If we truly live these 40 days, it will reset our spiritual lives. It will deepen our conversion to Christ. But the devil is not going to be happy with us. And so the church proposes three main pillars to prop up our Lenten observance: prayer, penance, and good works. And these three pillars need to all be lived together. If we are truly converted, we have to take these three pillars very seriously and be ready for any attacks of the evil one. But it's good to remember, as we start out, that Christ overcame this world, that Christ is the light that illumines our path, that he's the victor, he's our bread of life, he's the door that leads us to heaven. So let's cling to him, brothers and sisters, during these 40 days. Let's take very seriously this time of beautiful grace. So may our conversion be true, may we persevere, and may we grow strong in the Christian life. And when we arrive at that great feast of Easter, may we arrive truly renewed, filled to the brim with joy and peace that the world cannot take away from us.